people of God. It is 23rd August 2020. We celebrate the 21st Sunday in ordinary time. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 22 verses 19 to 23. The second reading is from Romans chapter 11 verses 33 to 36 and the gospel from Matthew chapter 16 verses 13 to 20. Making a difference in someone's life. Jesus made a difference in the life of Peter. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Matthew chapter 16 verse 18. God made the difference in the life of Eliakim. Paul made the difference in the life of Jews and Gentiles. God wants to make a difference in our life. I will place on his shoulder the keys to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. Isaiah 22:22. God removes someone to replace with someone else in the first reading. The second reading, we read a doxology, a hymn of praise. Saint Paul comes in terms with the understanding that God always needs to be trusted, and God is the source of all things that created for him, in him, and through him. God knows the best for all of us. The responsorial psalm sings, Lord, your love is eternal. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Psalm 138 verse 8. Today's gospel has three parts. The opinions about Jesus, the truth about Jesus, and the responsibility entrusted to Peter. The opinions. Why do people say, who do people say that I am? What will be our answer today if the question is put to us? This is John the Baptist. This is Elijah, who went to heaven in a whirlwind, had faith that the day of the Lord would come before. God reveals who Jesus through Peter. Jesus reveals who Peter will be. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. He wants us to spread the truth using the church, that is you and me. Jesus took his disciples, wanted to have an important conversation. He started to inquire about the opinions of people about him. After listening to the opinions of others about him, he asked them to share their belief about him. Immediately, Peter responded swiftly. He confessed his faith in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus was not impressed with the assessment of people basing on his activities. So he threw the question to the apostles to know whether they understood his message. Only Peter confessed who Jesus is. Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but it is my Father in heaven who revealed to you. It is not about how do I look, but an honest feedback in our life help us to be the person God wants us to be. Identity enhanced by the individuality. Normally, we go by the opinions of the majority in knowing who we are in front of the others. But Jesus moves away from the norm, and Jesus asked a simple question to his gathered disciples. Who do you say I am? He wanted to know how they identified him. And he wanted to know how they identified themselves with him. The truth. It is not enough we confess our sins. We need to profess our faith in Jesus like Peter. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:16. There are 1,131,000,000 Catholics in the world. Every one of us has a special relationship with Jesus. through the word and the sacrament. It is all possible by the mystical body of Christ, the church. We all love our church. We want to be in the church even amidst the restrictions during the pandemic. The use of the term church in today's gospel is one of only three such occurrences in Matthew's gospel. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me, Lord. Psalm 31 verse 3. God is the everlasting love. Jesus went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." John chapter 6 verse 65. The responsibility entrusted to Peter. Keys are given to Eliakim in the book of Isaiah, prefiguring the keys that is given to Peter in Matthew. The keys are a sign that the Lord has entrusted the care of his people to the church. The church is given the power to make Christ real in the world. Church is not a building. Church is not a structure. Church is the presence of Christ in you and me. Church is you and me. The church is given the power to bring people near Christ. Most of us swimming against the tides of trouble the world knows nothing about need only a bit of praise and encouragement, and we will make the goal, says Jerome Fleischmann. Jesus approved what Peter said and reveals a new identity of Peter as rock, on which Jesus expressed his profound desire to build his church. Jesus calls Peter the rock. The scripture teaches us that God is rock who leads us. And here, Jesus makes Peter's faith as the foundation. From thence, the institution of papacy is born. The apostolic succession began from Peter, continued till His Holiness Pope Francis today. The vicar of Christ has the power to loose and bind, shut and open. They have the final say on the matters of faith, morals and teaching. Who am I? If we know the answer, then we know what we need to know and do. Without God's help, we cannot confess Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the way to the Father. The church is the entrance to heaven, and we all are God's people. When we confess, we are commissioned. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 10. The church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth, confesses St. Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3:15. To strengthen the faith of the people of God is the primary duty of the vicar of the Christ and all who belong to the church. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers and sisters. Luke chapter 22 verse 32. Even though Peter confessed Jesus as Messiah, Jesus instructed them not to tell it out. When people have a wrong view and understanding of the Messiah, there is no rush to force our views on others. Who is it that overcome the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 5. Being true to ourselves is honoring who we are inside out. Jesus knew Peter, who would deny him 3 times, yet he wanted to lead the church. He gave him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The symbolism of the key is the expression of the domestic authority. Jesus sees something the world and the people around us do not notice. Jesus sees us through and through, and that is why he trusts us so much with leading others, whether in the family, community, or in the country. He has found us worthy. That is why we are here today around this table of love. Quote, the holy people of God shares also in Christ's prophetic office. It spreads abroad a living witness to Him, especially by means of a life of faith and charity, and by offering to God a sacrifice of praise, the tribute of lips which give praise to His name. The entire body of the faithful, anointed as they are by the Holy One, cannot err in matters of belief. Dogmatic Constitution, the Lumen Gentium, paragraph 12. We are the new rocks on which Jesus wants to build the church today. His Holiness Pope Francis reminds us, quote, brothers and sisters, when what happened in a unique way in St. Peter also happens in every one of us who develops a sincere faith in Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Unquote. Let us close our eyes for a moment. Take a deep breathing and focus all our strength, concentration on Jesus, and say it slowly. Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus, you are the Christ, Son of the living God. Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. May God help us to not to go by the opinions, but to search for the truth. Jesus is the truth. May we follow Him, love Him, and share His values and love and compassion and mercy with the others. May God bless each one of you, and may you have a pleasant week. Amen.